The latest must-see TV are apparently White House press briefings. People are tuning in record numbers. NPR's Vanessa Romo checked in with some young viewers and asked them, why are you watching?
Soap operas are out. White House press briefings, super in. As early as February, ratings for the daily updates, usually hosted by Press Secretary Sean Spicer, were eclipsing General Hospital and The Bold and the Beautiful. Turns out people can't look away. And here's what their eyeballs are glued to.
Basically, Sean Spicer is thrown to the mill by not only his boss, but also by the media. It's almost like a Fear Factor type show where you kind of just want to watch and see what happens.
That's NYU grad student Daniel Kurtzina. He's a Republican, and he says unlike what he called the boring briefings of the Obama administration, the Sean Spicer show is must-watch TV. Even if Kurtzina is away from an actual TV.
If I'm not at home, I'll turn on YouTube on my phone, right to the White House YouTube page.
The 28-year-old doesn't expect actual policy information. He's watching for the infotainment.
I believe that we have to be honest with the American people. I think sometimes we can disagree with the facts. There are certain things that we may not fully understand when we come out, but our intention is never to lie to you, Jonathan.
Michaela Krasinski-Mollis is on the opposite side of the country, on the opposite side of the political spectrum. She's consuming
as many press briefings as a stomach can handle.
The sophomore at the University of Oregon watches with a bit of schadenfreude, and the recent chaos surrounding the administration fuels her own work as an activist.
I don't want to be too enthusiastic, but it definitely is a space for us to fight back and win back the House and win back the presidency.
Still, she says,
there's a very thin line between being entertained and being disgusted.
So why is America watching?
Well, here I do have some data.
Say hello to Michael Cornfield. He teaches politics at George Washington University.
We looked at how many times the top people in the Trump White House were tweeted during the first 100 days. And after Trump himself, Sean Spicer is the second most tweeted person, 10 million tweets, which is to say he has become a celebrity. But he's not a celebrity in a positive way.
And just like that TV villain you obsessively hate watch, audiences are hooked.
And I think the fascination that has created the daytime serial that we might call the Sean Spicer show is he going to crack? Either in the way that he'll say something that he shouldn't and then get fired, or is he going to erupt and explode at the press corps? So there's a tremendous and perversely appealing tension.
That tension was heightened after Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders filled in for Spicer last week. And then Trump said this about the future of the press room daytime drama.
I actually said we shouldn't have them.
So fans and non-fans might be losing their favorite character. Let's hope it's not an ambiguous Sopranos ending. Vanessa Romo, NPR News, Washington.